Hello, I'm Roger Wolf. I'm Director of Environmental Programs and Services for the Iowa Soybean Association, and I work in parallel with the on-farm network staff at Iowa Soybean, and it's a great collaboration. We focus a lot on the natural resources and environmental outcomes and try to work with farmers to continuously improve those. And the on-farm folks are looking at cropping systems and using on-farm research to bring data and information to help with decision-making.
Mm-hmm. And some of that decision-making has to do with making soybean growing more sustainable. How are we arriving at sustainability through the on-farm network?
Well, you know, sustainability has been one of those elusive words, and I like to tell folks we've been preparing for this conversation for quite some time. Farmers historically have embraced new technologies on their farms that help them gain efficiency, help them be more productive. Those are pillars of sustainability. We rely on our soils. We rely on our water, managing our soils and our water for production. And so clearly the decision-making that goes into those cropping systems is part a pillar of sustainability. And of course, today more than ever, we work with other stakeholders outside of the agriculture sector, the consumers that are interested in what's going on in the farm. And so we're a participant with folks in from a broader stakeholder community, and that's a pillar of sustainability. So it's economics, it's environment, and it's the social aspects, you know, kind of these three pillars. And, we really embrace all those things at Iowa Soybean Association. So, bringing the natural resource environment and the on-farm network together, bringing data and information together really helps farmers make decisions.
You said yourself, the data. The data seems to be important in bringing people at least a measurable result as far as sustainability is concerned.
You know, the thing about data is it really tends to give people confidence when they're making a decision. They want to know option A versus option B, which one are they going to have confidence that it's going to perform, and what's the probability of that performance, right? And what are the economics? There's always trade-offs in all these decisions, and farmers are faced with lots of decisions. So, bringing better data and information first and foremost helps the people we serve first, and that's the farmers. On another level, that data and information can be aggregated, and it can tell a compelling story that helps illustrate the credibility of what we're doing with those non-ag stakeholders. They want to know, are we moving the needle on our natural resources? Are we improving soil health and soil quality? Are we being more productive on the lands that we farm, our productive lands? And so as we advance in the future, we're going to need to be more productive, and farmers are going to be driven to be more productive. And obviously we can't sacrifice our environmental quality at the same time.
It would seem to me that another important term along with sustainability, profitability, how does the on-farm network help arrive at that?
Well, you can't be sustainable if you're not profitable. And I would argue that the more profitable you are, the more you can invest in natural resource management and some of those extra activities. So profitability is probably the first thing that I think farmers think about. They're in the business of farming for, they're trying to make a living. So, and today's operators really get paid by being efficient. They get paid from their management skills. They get paid from the technology and the equipment that they use, they purchase. So they have to get a return on that investment. They have to get a return on the decisions that they make. And there are risks with those decisions. So, again, that's where that data comes into play.
Let's talk about farmer engagement, because certainly you have to go through that to reach the farmers, to get the message to them. Tell me about that.
Well, I think if you look at the masses, we think about 40-some thousand farmers paying in the soybean checkoff, and, farmer board of directors are, they steward that checkoff investment, and, And so we're trying to bring value to the masses. And as we have programs, we're trying to engage farmers, increasingly large numbers of farmers, so that the whole tide can go up for the industry. How do all the soybean farmers benefit? And one of the ways that that happens is we have farmer champions at one end of the continuum, and sometimes those are the leaders, and they might organize groups of farmers, and those groups are they're in a learning environment. They're looking at their data and information. They're getting some support from staff at Iowa Soybean through the on-farm network, environmental programs, and we're trying to feed back that story and information so we can pull the tide forward. We're trying to raise the tide for the whole industry, and so that's when we talk about farmer engagement, we're trying to be relevant to more farmers in more places in Iowa.
Tell me about your presentations at the On Farm Network Conference.
Well, what we talked about at the On Farm Network Conference, I presented the results of what we call our STARS program, and STARS is an acronym, stands for Strategies Targeting American Agriculture, Resources, and Sustainability, and that's a mouthful, but it's a three-year project that we led that involved 578 farmers across six states. Those farmers enrolled four fields in 3 years of rotation. They took all of the input into their production practices, and we did some analysis looking at the energy attribution associated with those practices. And we looked at the data in an aggregate format. We looked at individual data. And so I presented this information and some of the results. And what's interesting about this is we're really trying to help the individual farmer, but also this aggregate data is becoming useful in the supply chain, and particularly the soy biodiesel folks that are trying to expand markets in California. They're real interested in this data as it's a more accurate data set in terms of what the energy balance is associated with soy biodiesel. And out in California, biodiesel is competing with other renewable fuels, and so this data becomes really important.
And this perhaps can be looked at as an opportunity to be to get one's foot in the door out in California.
Yeah, very much so, and it's pretty exciting what's going on in California with their low-carbon fuel standard. It's a state-based approach, and the National Biodiesel Board is one of those stakeholders in the supply chain that has been really supportive of this kind of data and, you know, trying to convince Californians that soybean production can be more sustainable, and so this project is really helping illustrate that, and it's been very well received. I've been out to San Diego and met with some of the folks out in California and got to show some Californians what a soybean field looks like and what a soybean farmer looks like and how farmers are committed to taking care of their natural resources. So it's been very positive. The other presentation that was the other half of the session, we had Brent Babb with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and he's talking about the U.S. Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol, and that is a protocol that's been developed by the soybean family, the United Soybean Board, and American Soybean Association, along with the state checkoffs, and we've articulated a sustainability protocol that is becoming increasingly important as we try to compete for soybean exports, particularly the European Union. And so Brent was sharing the elements that went into that protocol and how the United Soybean Export Council is trying to illustrate sustainability of soybean production. And frankly, we have data and we have information that verifies that U.S. soybean production is the most sustainably produced soybean on the planet. And we've known that, but now we have the story that goes along with the product.